Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me. Pleasure to have you by my side. I hope you're by my side. And you trollers, I even like having you along for the ride. I really do. I envision sometimes eyeballs popping out of your head when I say certain things. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me, though. Everybody, I really do. And some of you have been loyal listeners for years and years and years. I want to thank you, too, for following me around and paying attention. Send me emails. Let me know. Yo, I love about my listeners, they will let me know when I screw up. And not in a mean, nasty way, but they'll let me know when I screw up. But on the other hand, they'll also let me know that they appreciate me fighting for them. So, you know, if you're willing to do both sides of it, then I'm on board. Please. I have no problem if you're honestly telling me what you like or don't. And yes, I am sorry. You know, I was never in the video anyhow. It is a radio show, but, you know, the video's there. Some of you are complaining that I eat during the break. What do you want me to do? Look at me. You want me to fall out, pass out in the middle of a show? I don't think that would be really good. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moreno will join us right after the break. And then Dr. Bridget Melson will join us in the second hour. Always good to get some insight from her as to what's going on and some of the creation. I don't see this stuff stopping anytime soon, people. And I'm not even picking out, I'm not even just picking on a group in particular, but I gotta tell you something. As long as they keep going down the road they're going, we're gonna talk later on in the show about detransitioning. I don't know if some of you heard about this yet. What has happened is allow a large number, a large group, and it's growing and growing and growing, of transgenders that are now detransitioning. You know what the common thread is? The common thread is that they're being told within two visits to the psychologist or whatever they're going to, within two visits, they're being given the hormone blockers that they need to give. Some within 4 and 5 months are going through the operation. And quite a few now are now detransitioning within the 12 to 16-month period because there's still a hole. There's still an emptiness. There's still they don't understand what's going wrong. They don't understand their bodies. And how disingenuous, how dishonest some of you out there pushing are being. You know that the hormones and the raising hormones, we've heard that term for decades. They haven't settled in yet. They haven't taken their rightful place in how the biology of the body is working. And yet you think it's okay. You think guys like me are speaking out against transgenders. We don't speak out against transgenders. If that's the direction you want to go, between you and your God or no God or whatever God, then go for it. Don't let me get in your way. Don't let anybody get in your way. My beef comes with those people who think that you have a transgender child at 3 years old, 4 years old. It's impossible. They don't have the ability to think through these things at that age. And to allow them to take drugs and be cut, they lied to you and have been lying to you for years. It's medical proof. It's science. You cannot stop
when you give them the hormone blockers, you can't stop slash pause those hormones and then pick them up later on if the child decides, yeah, I was kind of wrong about that. It doesn't work that way. There are so many developments that need to take place. And I would say, when you talk about how hateful we are, I would like to, I'm on a roll because I've talked, I've done some research in this the last 10 days, and it's disgusting what you do to these people. And those of you who encourage 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds to do this, shame on you. And I mean that sincerely. Shame on you. Because you know, if you actually sat down and talked about medicine and understood biology, you would understand the damage this is doing to these kids. And it's not a small amount. It's growing. They're not afraid to speak about it anymore. And you know the beauty behind it? Of all the television shows on the planet to carry this, 60 Minutes just is this. They just did a show, right, on the how many are now detransitioning. How much or how many of these doctors aren't really following the rules for this? How many of these doctors are just making it happen because there's money involved? And who did they call in to bucket? An older transgender person, of course. Why not bring in doctors that actually could speak to this? What it's actually physically doing. So most of the transgender stories are the same. They were depressed. They felt like there was something wrong with them. They weren't in the right body. They went and saw the doctor. And the minute they said, like, I feel I'm trapped in a man's body or a girl's, right away the doctor starts giving them hormone blockers. Let's talk some more. Let's see. No. That's not how you do it. That is not right. And what a shame, what a shame and a sin that those doctors are committing on those kids without truly, truly following the God. How about this? Whether you agree with me or not about any of this, would you at least agree that you should follow the rules set down by the guidelines of like the National Medical Association? These are doctors and groups across the globe that have set standards for this. But what happens in our world? They won't wait. They're supposed to be on these blockers and in therapy for a year. One solid year. So why do they get to skip it? Why do they get to jump it? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Kimberly Moreno will join me after the break. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Now the one thing I can tell you that I know for sure, based on what we've seen happen so far, is that the abnormal brain has to be the brain of either an Antifa or the, you know, the BLM or any one of those, because the violence that took place after that plane, I mean, definitely trained up anyhow by the Antifa group. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins us, as she does every week, to kick it off, get things rolling, and really just start talking about the lunacy of the stories that went by over the weekend that didn't get, well, didn't get much attention anyway. Kimberly, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I figure I'm alive and kicking. That's a good place to start. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so...
Wake up every day, it's a good thing.
Yeah. I always say if I get out of bed under my own power, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, so, you know, as I told people over the weekend, I YouTube pulled our channel over the weekend. And I'm not even, you know, and it's funny, I'm not saying this in a demeaning way. You know what I mean when I say this, but I'm not even an A player, right? I mean, seriously. I'm in the B-plus team, we'll say. But I don't have the kind of traffic that the Bonginos of the world have and some of the other ones. And
right.
So when they pull it, you can't even respond to them when the channel dies. You have to go a roundabout way to get to them. Right? So
right.
We lost 7-plus years of videos. Now, if you go up there and you search for the Joe Messina Show or the Real Side, you get stuff from like 9 years ago on other channels and other places.
Yep.
Right? So, anyhow, I just thought all this was pretty funny. Happened in a heartbeat. And it was all, the last straw for them was Fauci goes to the Vatican to ask for help on the vaccine. How is that medical misinformation?
The only person giving medical misinformation is freaking Fauci himself. God's sakes. Did you see that, they just passed a law in, Florida.
Yeah.
That people can sue social media for monetary damages if they deplatform or whatever.
Yep. I think it's wonderful. I don't know if it'll hold, but I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I was always against regulations or anything because they are private organizations, but they are also should be held liable like news organizations or whatever because that's what they essentially are.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Publishers, they should be treated the same. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. I have a feeling more states are going to do that, too.
This is a fight that I've had with my conservative friends for decades, on capitalism especially. And I say, you guys act like everybody's playing by the rules. And if everybody's playing by the rules, then you're right. Shut up, let things play out, and But in this case, they're not playing by the rules.
Correct.
You know, I'm looking for, as I do with our lawyer on Tuesday nights, I would say to him, aren't these ripe for discrimination laws? And he says, the only thing that's keeping it from not being a discrimination law, to your point, is these are privately held companies. And
right.
If the rules are out, this is politics. This isn't about color or sexual orientation. So this is simply about politics. So it's a real fine line. I want something in place to keep them from doing this. But to your point, a lot of our conservative friends don't.
Right. And, you know, the more I see what they're doing and how they're actually run as publishing clearinghouse type sites, you're right, it's a fine line, but it is totally discriminatory.
Oh, yeah.
And it's suppressing voices of people. I mean, they have the freaking head leader of Iran saying, you know, destroy the Jews, but Trump is banned from Twitter? Come on.
Yep. No,
that's
I'm glad you're going down the road
because
it's so true. They don't apply the same things.
No.
They never will.
Nope.
Nope. So, anyway, I just think, to me, I think it's all quite interesting the way they do this. You know, and they know they've got enough power. They know that they scare the crap out of these, the legislators, you know?
Yep. And they, let's face reality, they suppress dissenting voices. They suppress voices of anyone who dares question the government or anything leftist, but especially about COVID. Oh, my God, you can't question these people? Why? That's insanity, in my opinion. You should question what you're told. You should never just take anything at face value and do it.
Totally
agree. My God, my mother told me when I was a kid, and I'm sure your mother probably told you the same thing, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it? Hell no. I mean, it depends if it was, a fun time, but you know.
Yep.
No, you don't. People with half a brain of intelligence Just a little bit of intelligence. Doesn't have to have a lot. They question things and they ask questions, right? They don't just take everything and say, okay, I'm going to do whatever you say.
Yep.
Okay, boss. Okay. Okay. But that's what we're seeing with this country right now. And then social media, big tech is part of that.
Oh, they're running it. Come on.
Big tech and corporate media. They're yes. all part of that. You would not. So here's a weird one. My local WMUR, it's a crappy news station, local news station. All of a sudden, they're just posting all this crap about COVID constantly, Joe, like constantly.
Question,
that's the expert.
Crap.
A pediatrician who isn't a clinical researcher says it's okay for children to take the COVID vaccine, even though we don't know the long-term effects, because there's been no long-term goddamn studies. Sorry. And then
you're a little passionate about this one, aren't you?
Just a little bit, because I think it's disgusting that anyone is pushing this for kids.
Yep.
Then today, I see something on gun violence, quote unquote, and sure enough, all of a sudden, Psaki gets a question about gun violence, etc. It's like they get the memo from the left. It gets sent out to all these places. Here, we need to push this week. Oh no, now we need to push this week.
Well, listen,
you know what I mean?
I actually saw a headline that said, now that the COVID's leveling off. And more people are going out. You ready for this one? We're seeing more gun violence.
What?
Apparently,
What?
Because COVID is down and people are going out more, we're seeing more gun violence. So apparently, all these gun-loving legal citizens have decided, since COVID wasn't killing anybody, they'll go out and do it, according to the press.
Yeah, because gangbangers cared about COVID.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't see your host. Don't go far. Be right.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Pratasevich, the 26-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian president Alexander Lukashenko. Radicevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens, Greece, that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protest against the regime. And one person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force base. Officials say the plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fellow.
This is the Real Fat of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-0-JOKE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. A lot of things happening that you should be involved with, at least be aware of. That's why I bring Kimberly Marin. She joins us every week, kind of keeps us up on what's going on from her point of view and her side of the world. New England is a whole different planet when it comes to politics and such, isn't it?
That's an understatement.
No, I heard
I
you.
Can sum up.
Go ahead.
Wait. I can sum up the difference between Massachusetts and New Hampshire in one example. I was in Massachusetts last week. You know those signs that they have on the highways to, you know, give you alerts or whatever?
Right.
In Massachusetts, it said, protect your family and friends, get the vaccine. In New Hampshire, it says, beware of motorcycles, share the road. Sums it up.
Oh, God. That's great. That's just, yep. I mean, seriously, it's seriously great. You're right. It is different. And Massachusetts used to be like that. Boston used to be like that. You know, hardcore patriots, you get to do your own thing, that kind of stuff. Man, not so much anymore.
Not even close.
No.
That's never coming back.
Hey, I saw a headline go by about New Hampshire now having some questions about its, or having an audit for its ballots, and some questions that's happening. Are you aware of anything like that?
Yes, of course. I know people who are involved with it. It's in Windham.
No, it's
not a very
Windham.
The people who live there call it Windham. And there was some issue where, well, first of all, it's a red city, red town. I can't remember if it's a town or a city. And Republicans all won, but I guess the totals were close enough that Democrats said, we want a recount. We do recounts here all the time. I've been to a few of them. Fine. So they did a recount. When they did the recount, they found that Republicans were robbed of like a couple hundred votes each. So that's why they insisted on doing, you know, people had to fight to get this done. And they're going through it. Now they're finding that apparently if there was a fold on a ballot or something weird like that, it was screwing up the voting in the machine. Dominion voting machines.
If there was a fold in the ballot.
Something, yeah.
The machine couldn't read it or something, probably.
The machine gave the votes to the wrong people.
Got it.
Like gave more to Democrats and took away more from Republicans than they should have.
Yeah, one of the audits they just had was exactly talking about how a lot of the machine was kicking out Republican votes. And whether it was something that was on that particular ballot or those ballots that caused that, nobody ever went back and fixed them.
It's really interesting, and I think personally in New Hampshire, any district that used these machines, they should all do a forensic audit. Every single one of them should be done.
Wouldn't it be hilarious when you find out, when all this is said and done, that Trump did win by major numbers, right? I mean, I don't see how they're not going to find that out eventually, because you're already seeing some of these massive numbers. The judge now, you know, has ordered that audit, that those ballots be opened up that in Georgia that were being held. And I'm sure they won't be able to find most of them. What do you think?
Yep. No, and there's another state where, what is it when they, who controls the ballots? I forget.
Secretary of State.
What that's called.
Here.
Pardon? No. The control of the ballots, if they closed, if they shut down, like, oh gosh, I forget the actual word name for it.
All right.
But
go for it.
Chain of control or something
chain
like that.
Chain of custody.
Thank you, chain of custody. Jeez.
I thought you were talking about a person. I knew the chain of custody, but...
Sorry, anyway, yeah, no. That's what I couldn't think of the phrase. There's other places that are questioning that. They can't... When they're doing their audits, they don't have a clear chain of custody, and that's not right. You have to.
I can't imagine.
I mean, I truly, especially with all the stuff the left is doing now, shoving all this stuff through, totally believe some sketchy stuff went on throughout this election across the country. I mean, we always know Democrats cheat. That's what they do. They're known for it. But I think there was beyond sketchy stuff here going on, especially with the mail-in ballots.
Yep.
Especially with the mail-in ballots.
Oh, come on. I mean, it hasn't taken you this long to come up with that, has it? I just don't believe that.
It hasn't, but it's now that we're seeing more, because people are doing forensic audits, that's where we're going to really find out information when they're actually getting into the down and dirty details, not just doing a recount. A recount just says, yep, this is the actual count. It differs from what the results were. Usually it does by just a few, but in Windham, it was a lot more. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to watch this play out if other states are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think to me, all of this stuff that, you know, is going on, it'll eventually... Why are the Dems fighting so hard to keep these audits from happening?
That's what I don't get. You want people to have belief that there's integrity in the election. If you try to stop audits, which are supposed to provide proof that there's integrity in the election, you would want to keep that going.
Yep.
You wouldn't want to stop it, because then that makes it look like you have something to hide.
Well, I agree with you.
You know, it's...
Go ahead.
It's all... They're basically coming out, Democrats who are fighting against the audits, they're coming out and saying, we don't want you to do the audit because we do have something to hide, without saying it.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's bad enough. There's millions of people in this country who don't believe that the election was fair. They do not believe it was a free and fair election.
Like Democrats say.
And they believe that there was massive kinds of shenanigans or fraud going on.
Yeah, there were many Democrats who felt the same way.
Yep.
They didn't want to win this way, is what they said. What does that mean? Anyway.
Yeah, it's all a little bit unnerving. I mean, people already had issues with believing that their votes counted in the first place. Then this happens. I mean, Trump brought out people who've never voted before.
That's right.
And then
big time.
Then this happens. Fine, okay, fine. Biden won, but then now they're trying to audit to see, to make sure the elections had integrity and they were properly run. And Democrats want to fight against that. It's kind of telling.
Now, you know what's really funny? I don't know if you were tracking back then, but you know how they always say that they want to call these people that are pushing back against the vote and or Biden's presidency, questioning him. They've forgotten how many times in the past they've done it. Right? I mean, how many times in the past that the Democrats have gotten up there and said, no, this wasn't right, this wasn't fair, this wasn't good.
Yep. When the shoe's on the other foot, Joe, you know how it is. The Democrat Party is the biggest group of hypocrites on the entire frickin' planet.
and they think
we're stupid or that we don't have memories. I remember stuff from years ago that comes flying in my head. Remember when you did or said this? You know, not just that I wrote about it, I just remember the dumb things or horrible things Democrats do or say, and they don't seem to have that same kind of memory.
Yeah. You know, somebody just sent me a story, which I thought was kind of, before I forget, I want to talk about it on the other side of the break, is that, you know, Texas has constitutional carry now, and I don't know, you're probably up on this more than I am, how many states have constitutional carry. Interesting, though, is they're touting all the sheriffs and law enforcement officers in Texas that are saying this will make Texas more dangerous.
What? Oh, please. These idiots say that every time. They said that when in New Hampshire, too, when we were passing it. They say it in every state. Their lines to try to prevent this are old and untrue. It's been proven every single place that passed it. We've had people, Democrats used to say, it's going to be like the wild, wild west. We had one guy say, one Democrat senator say, people are going to shoot each other because of over a parking space argument. Like, dude, you gotta control your violence.
All right, quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Kimberly Marin will still be with us after the break. You'll see it in real time.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, Human Rights Attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the conversation. That's how you become part of the solution, because you get informed, you can engage, you can figure it out, and make it happen. Anyway, I'd love to have her on with me. Kimberly Wren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us. Helps us set us straight when I give out misinformation. Not like I never do it. You know, never. Anyhow, Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, during the break, you did some quick research, and you came up with what?
Today, there are 13 states that have constitutional carry, and Texas will be the next one when Governor Abbott signs their law into place.
So he'll be, obviously, he'll be number 14, right?
Yep.
So
we need more states, man. It's ridiculous.
How many more states you think are on board to head in this direction anyway?
I would imagine... I don't see why Montana isn't already. Utah, same thing. Colorado's trying to pass more insane gun control right now. I'm sure Mass is, too. It's funny looking at the map. You know, you see Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine all up in the corner by themselves. And then we're surrounded by New York, Mass, and Rhode Island. They'd rather have you die or get raped than protect yourself with a firearm.
I think they're sick people. They're sick people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, did you hear the last National Guards person actually went home today out of D.C.? At least that's what they're telling you.
Today?
Yeah. You know, I'll believe it when I actually see it. When somebody I know can actually peruse the area and tell me what's going on, that's when I'll believe it. You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing. You can't trust the news. You have to either be on the ground yourself or have someone you know and trust on the ground.
Yep. Yep.
You can never believe the news. I don't believe anything that comes out of corporate media. Nothing.
Hey, did you?
And that's sad.
Yeah, but it's a long time coming, Kimberly.
Yeah.
And oh, I've been like this really for a long time,
yeah.
You know, seriously.
I've been like this for a long time because I kept catching them not telling the truth. Or I was in the story. I was part of the story, and they didn't tell the truth. You know what I mean? So I know how they are. A lot of people don't, of course. But you know what's interesting, Joe? My husband was talking to my father-in-law the other day, and they were talking about the vaccines and stuff. And we haven't even seen them, right? In a year, over a year. But my father-in-law said, yeah, his mother, my mother-in-law got the vaccine, and she got the second one, and she's not feeling good, but tired, whatever. That could just be who knows what, right?
Right.
But his father got the first one. He refused to get the second one. It concerns him. Why? Because they keep pushing it so much. He thinks it's really strange why they're pushing it so much. And this is a Democrat who watches only corporate media, isn't really very political at all, but he is questioning, and he's 70-something. He's the person who needs it, right? According to research, whatever.
Right.
He's questioning because they keep pushing it so much. He's like, I don't like how they're doing all these commercials. I mean, why? Why are they pushing it so much? So he's not getting a second one now.
Because they want the money. I mean, look at
it's more than money, Joe.
About yearly booster shots? I mean, are we for real?
It's got to be more than money, Joe. It's just really, I find it really, first of all, I find it disturbing, as you and all the listeners know, that they're trying to vaccinate children with this long-term untested vaccines. But, I mean, it's on commercials. It's everywhere. Get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. And I'm going to break my middle fingers pretty soon. Because I'm using them so much.
Well, I see it on everything. I don't care what it is. It's social media, any one of those things. You see them all over the place.
Yeah, so then you can't, you know, in social media, of course, you can't question anything. They ban you, like I was recently banned on Facebook. And they
are you
they
permanently
stress.
Banned on Facebook yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Look, I'm sure that's coming.
Oh, God.
Well, they did like a restart. So I didn't get banned for a while. And then they must have done a restart because the next time I got banned, it was for 3 days. I'm like, or 24 hours. And I'm like, oh, it should have been another 30 days, but they must have, like, you know, disappeared my old bans. But now I'm back to 30 days.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're gonna come down even more and more on people like us. There's no way around it. I mean, unless you go to another site and they're willing to put up the money that it takes, I don't know how, you know?
So even if you go to another site and they, you know, someone can put up all this money, Facebook has been around for a long time now. It is, and so Twitter, like these are the main ones, right? And YouTube. Those are the three main sites. And they have so many millions upon millions, even who knows, billion people on the site, looking at the site, that I don't think even with years, another company would be able to build that up to the level it is with these big, huge, big tech sites.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how it happens,
no,
to be honest.
And the problem is too, as you say, there's too many of these sites. And on every one of these sites, every time it splits us again and again and again and again. And people don't realize, you know, you thin it out, You're never going to get... And I got to tell you something, though, really. As time went on, I started to realize that it didn't matter. If I got 2,000 likes on Twitter, how many of those people actually went over to the website and signed up?
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, how much action did you actually get out of it?
Right. Well, I know, like, for the league, when we post classes, they usually sell out within 24 hours. And we do no advertising whatsoever. It just goes on our website and Facebook. That's it. And our newsletter for our members. But it's mostly a majority of our non-members. So that's why we're still on Facebook. We can't, because it's more localized. That's the thing about Facebook. It's more localized.
Interesting.
You know, so it does help for activism and local organizing, but they suppress people. They suppress opinions they don't like. They suppress politics they don't like.
They are suppressing things that are giving out misinformation because they don't want people to get hurt. Don't you know that?
Yeah, well, they don't suppress Fauci.
Well, even that, you saw the imam. I mean, he's screaming death to the Jews. You know, nothing will be, you know, with God's help, will wipe out the Jews. I mean, basically, I'm translating, but this is what he's saying. And they don't do anything to squelch him. They don't do anything to slow him down. How nice.
Nope. It's ridiculous. And they truly did interfere with the election of 2020. Without a doubt, They interfered with the election by suppressing other political ads and political opinions, by pushing only the left. They really did damage, in my opinion, to this country and to the election.
Yeah, truly.
And I would say that if I saw them do it, no matter who won.
Oh, yeah. You want it clean. If it's not clean, then there's always a question as to what took place, what happened. It ain't right.
Yep. Right, you know? Exactly. Like, I just, everybody want, you know, it's so funny. Isn't it kind of funny, Joe, how the left always talks about fair, equality, equity. They talk about fairness all the time. And they're the biggest perpetrators of the fraud of fairness. They don't want anything fair.
Nope.
That's a lie. They want to have an unfair advantage over their opposition, always.
Fair for them is a relative term. You already know that, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's, to your point, it's only fair if it benefits them. If it doesn't benefit them, then no. You know? Hey,
yeah.
I got a call from the crank call that's been going around about the Social Security. They're calling you and saying, you know, your number has been breached and now you owe this and you owe that, and if you don't pay it, they're going to put you in jail kind of thing. Have you heard about that?
Oh, my God.
So they called today. I don't know why I pressed the button, but it said possible spam call. So the guy's on the phone, and he's explaining it to me, and he's got a very heavy Indian accent. I know I'm going to take heat for this, and I go, hey, Muhammad, you kiss your mom with those lion lips or what? And he said something really nasty in another language and hung up on me. And we know about you. We know you guys are playing a game. Shame on you. Anyway, it was fun. If I had had the recorder on, I would have had a field day with it. Anyway, tell people where to find you.
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with. Remember, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up next, Dr. B. Dr. Bridget Belson is going to join us next hour. You know, a lot of you have been sending me emails and tell me how anxious you are about what's going on. You don't know what to do. You don't know if you get this country back. Besides all of that, you can't move when you're stricken with fear. You can't make a decision based on fear. It doesn't work. And you'll do something extremely stupid. Seriously. So, we'll see your host. Head to the website. Sign up for the newsletter. We will be back in just a very short period of time.